This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Arukel. The opening ceremony of India AI Impact Summit is underway at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the ceremony in a short while from now. Welcoming the world leaders attending the summit, Union Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that the government is working on all the five layers of the AI stack. He added that the government treats compute as public good. The opening ceremony will be followed by a visit of the world leaders to the India AI Impact Expo, a report.
Mr. Modi will participate in the CEO Roundtable in the evening. It will convene senior executives from global technology and industry firms with government leadership to discuss investment, research collaboration, supply chains and deployment of AI systems. The theme of India AI Impact Summit 2026 is Sarvajana Hitaya, Sarvajana Sukhaya, Welfare for All, Happiness of All. It aims to position India as a leader in the field of AI and envisions a future where AI advances humanity, fosters inclusive growth and safeguards this shared planet. With Anand Kumar, Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid tributes to Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj on his birth anniversary. In a social media post, Mr. Radhakrishnan called Shivaji the architect of Swarajya, protector of Dharma, of fearless warrior and a champion of people-centric governance. In another social media post, Prime Minister Modi said that the country bows in reverence to the visionary leader, exceptional administrator, strategic thinker and champion of Swarajya. Mr. Modi further expressed hope that Chhatrapati Shivaji's courage inspires all the citizens and his spirit of justice and self-respect strengthen the society. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid tributes to Swami Ramakrishna Paramahansa on his birth anniversary. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the way Swami Ramakrishna Paramahansa established spirituality and meditation as life-giving forces, it will continue to benefit humanity in every age. The Prime Minister added that Swami Ramakrishna Paramahansa's good thoughts and messages will always remain a source of inspiration. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma has said that a proposal to carve out Shillong agglomerate from East Khasi Hills district would be examined and scrutinized in detail in order to arrive at an informed decision for better governance and citizen-centric administration. The Chief Minister was replying to a short-duration discussion on the issue brought by United Democratic Party MLA Paul Lindo in Assembly yesterday. Food Corporation of India, FCI, and World Food Programme, WFP, have signed a memorandum of understanding for the supply of rice in support of global humanitarian operations aimed at combating hunger. Union Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution has informed that FCI will supply 2 lakh metric tons of rice to WFP under the MOU. Department of Food and Public Distribution Secretary Sanjeev Chopra said, "This agreement showcases the country's resolve to ensure no one goes hungry." Prime Minister Narendra Modi has greeted people on the beginning of holy month of Ramzan. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said Ramzan Mubarak and expressed hope that this auspicious month will further the spirit of togetherness in society. He also hoped that there will be peace and prosperity everywhere. India Meteorological Department has forecast thunderstorms with lightning and gusty winds is expected over Andaman and Nicobar Islands today. According to the IMD, maximum temperatures are likely to fall by 2 or 4 degrees Celsius across parts of northwest India till Monday. Also, minimum temperatures are expected to rise by 2 to 4 degrees Celsius over Gujarat and Maharashtra during the next 2 days. In women's cricket, India will play against host Australia in the second T20 international of the 3-match series in Canberra today. The match will start at 1:45 p.m. Indian time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.